listen to some of the best in modern audio drama right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
On February 27th, 1975, magic returned to the world of man, and with it, the creatures of myth and legend, including the garbage gnomes. These are their stories.
Yeah, that's right. He said garbage gnomes. What, you want to make something of it?
Thanks for the ride, Skippy. We'll call you when we need you.
Why did I let you talk me into coming back here? They kicked me out, remember? I'm too old for this.
Well, I have a feeling if you spent any more time futzing around at home, Rose would have done more than kick you out. As for the Union, that was a while ago. I've talked with them and they agreed to let you back in on a trial basis. You still have friends here.
I suppose. Riding a raccoon. It smells like it came straight from the dump. At least he washed his stinking hands, yeah, 3 times.
Oh, don't mind him, Skippy. He doesn't mean it. Much. We'll call you when we're done here. It'll be fine, Gramps. Getting active in the Union again will be good for you.
As long as that Scoots McAllister knows what's good for him and keeps his trap shut, things should be fine.
Gramps. Alright, the meeting's about to start. You head on in and I'll be right behind you.
Scoots McAllister, such a big man, is he? No.
Hey, Grange!
Hey, Phil. Hey, Gramps.
Hey, how yourself?
Don't mind him. Scoots in tonight?
Nope. He received a tip about some AOL CDs down by Worst Buy. I hear he once put one above his bed.
Whoa there. Like the kids say, TMI. I don't need that visual in my head. Well, I'm glad he's not here. But Gramps back tonight, I wouldn't want a scene like last time.
Yeah? That was a hell of a hoot. You know, I think there are still stains on the ceiling the gals can't get out. What is that about, anyway?
I don't know exactly. Gramps never would say. Well, let's hope he's willing to let bygones be bygones, whatever it was. Well, looks like the meeting's getting ready to start. I'll see you inside.
Oi! Save me a seat near the bar, will you?
Will do!
Settle down, lads. Let's get this started. Okay. Dumpy! That means you too! The bar is now closed till after the meeting. Hey now, rules are rules. Okay, all rise. Thumpy! Shingle, will you keep Thumpy away from the tap?
Alrighty.
That's a good lad. I call this meeting of the Garbage Scavengers Local 942 to order. Bip, if you'll please. All rise and hail the Grand High Scavenger.
Shuttle, gents, shuttle.
Let's see.
Looks like we have a good week of gathering ahead of us. But before we get down to business, we have a few announcements. All right. The Women's Auxiliary wants me to remind you that we have spittoons for a reason, so use them. And there will be a bake sale after the meeting next week to benefit the survivors of the trash compactor incident of 06. That being said, Mr. Secretary, do we have any outstanding business from last week?
Let's see. Just a dispute between teams 3 and 5 over the high school dumpster.
Did we get anywhere with that? Apparently not. Order! Order! Lonnie, what are the details again?
Well, it seems Team 3 covers the neighborhood where the high school is located, but Team 5 has jurisdiction over the dumpsters on that particular truck route.
All right. Okay, yes. Team 5 has the dumpster. But any gnome worth a cap on his head should be able to get to the good stuff before it hits the dumpster. Oh, for gnome's sake. That is my ruling, and if you have a problem with it, you can take it up with the council. Mr. Secretary?
Yes, sir.
New business.
First off, we've got a store closing on Archer in Midtown tomorrow. Lots of unsold merchandise going out the back door, along with fixtures and packaging.
All right, Team 9, this one's yours. You're the heavy hitters on this one. You'll have Team 4 for backup if you need it. Shut up! Not a peep out of you, Team 4. You've got nothing else going on since you botched that retirement home deal. This is a chance for you to prove you don't need more training, so step up and get in line. What's next?
Right, there is a big birthday party on over on Franklin Street on Saturday afternoon.
Right, Team 2, you're on this. You're doing good work with the wrapping paper and party favors lately. Keep it up. Anything else?
The Women's Auxiliary has requested that we marshal the local squirrels into helping with the acorns this year. Fall is just around the corner and we need to collect as much as possible. Thumpy, it's your department. Don't give me any lip about it either. For some reason, the squirrels seem to respond to you.
Settle, we're almost through here. Oh, and speaking of food, the Henderson zucchini and eggplants are ripe, and they're so plentiful, they're giving them away by the basket. Let's take advantage of that. And boys, for the last time, leave the garden gnome statue alone. Yes, it is condescending, and yes, the hat is all wrong, but they grow a bumper crop each season, and they're happy to share.
Sir, I believe that's all the points for this week's meeting, unless you have anything to add.
Just that the Seniors Club has welcomed back Gramps, so let's all join in welcoming him.
All rise for the blessing of the hunt. Thumpy!
Bow your heads. As it has been said, one man's trash is another gnome's treasure. May your finds be plentiful, your eyes be keen, your backs be strong, and your hats, pointy. And may the green man guide us to untold riches until we all meet again in the great junk drawer in the sky. Or something like that.
Gentlemen, the bar is open.
You're listening to Friday Follies, jokes, laughs, and guffaws to tickle your funny bone on the Mutual Audio Network. Join us tomorrow morning on Mutual for Saturday's Story Circle. Bring the kids, your coloring books, and crayons, and get the whole family into a great start to the day with audio cartoons. You can always subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day of audio drama that fits your fancy. Or discover Saturday Story Circle in your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, or Spotify.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.